Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
What's going on, everyone? It's Friday, February 10th. I'm Zachary Crockett with Juliet Bennett Ryla, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're talking about junk fees. You may not have heard of them, but they certainly affect you. They're little fees that are pretty much tacked on to a lot of things around you in daily life, from hotels to airlines to credit cards. We're going to break down what these things are and what the efforts are to curb them. But first, let's talk about what else is going on in tech and business today. A Twitter outage on Wednesday served users a message saying that they'd reached the daily limit when they tried to post or retweet something on the site. That was one of Twitter's first major malfunctions since Elon Musk bought it for $44 billion last year. Big brands are still raising the prices of their products, passing on inflationary costs to consumers. Yesterday, PepsiCo reported that it raised prices 16% year over year in Q4. Unilever, which owns brands like Ben & Jerry's ice cream and Dove soap, also raised prices more than 13%. Chipotle, Procter & Gamble, and McDonald's all raised prices as well. And most of these companies have seen both increased revenue figures and higher profit margins. Speaking of fast food, Chick-fil-A will test its first plant-based sandwich in select markets next week. It replaces chicken with breaded cauliflower. And meat alternatives broadly aren't doing so hot right now, so we'll see how that pans out. AI chatbots have been in the news a lot. Microsoft, Alphabet, and Baidu have all gotten into the ring. Now there's a new entrant. Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba announced that it's working on an AI chatbot of its own. They're calling it a rival to ChatGPT. The tech giant has been focused on generative intelligence and large language models since it founded its AI research arm back in 2017. And lastly, a while back, we talked about a debacle with Dungeons & Dragons. Late last year, the company was thinking about updating its open gaming license and charging creators royalties. Now Bank of America is slamming the game's owner Hasbro for over-monetizing its games, specifically Magic the Gathering. And the bank is saying that that is destroying consumer goodwill. And now analysts with the bank are projecting a 29% decline in the company's stock price. All right, Juliet, so let's talk junk fees. So earlier this week during the State of the Union, Joe Biden mentioned that the average consumer or family might rack up hundreds of dollars a month in these things called junk fees. And a lot of people like me were like, junk fees? What are those? Can you explain what these are?
So you may not know them by this name, but you have definitely paid them. They're like these hidden added costs that pop up when you go to make a purchase. So a couple examples would be, let's say you're like, oh, I'm going to buy this ticket to a sporting event for $70. And then when you go to buy it, you have a service fee, a delivery fee, all these added costs. Same thing with checking into a hotel. You think it's a good deal, but you've got a resort fee. Mm-hmm. Airlines also charge extra for families to sit together. And there's early termination fees for TV, internet, and phone services, some of which can exceed $200. It's those kind of things, those surprise extra fees that come when you make a purchase. And that's why they're so hard to avoid, because you don't see them up front. It's similar to when people complain about trying to get an Airbnb, and then when they go to actually make the booking, they find they got a
$600 cleaning fee.
Yeah, exactly. And then in some cases, they're hard to avoid because you have few alternatives. If you really want a Taylor Swift ticket, you're kind of stuck in terms of who you can buy it
from. So, you know, in some cases, you see fees that are tacked on that maybe have some kind of justifiable purpose. Why do people say that these fees are sort of BS?
You know, I think it's just because they're shady. You know, it's like if your hotel has a pool and Wi-Fi, that's an amenity of your hotel, and that should be rolled into the cost. If your hotel is $99 a night, I expect that that's the price of your hotel. But they're pretty sneaky, because let's say I'm comparison shopping, I'm looking for a hotel, I think this is a good price. And then it turns out like there's just no way for me to actually comparison shop. And some of these are a little more egregious when you think in terms of like banking fees or credit card late fees that are penalizing people who haven't paid on time. Obviously, maybe there's a reason that they haven't paid on time, and charging them more is not going to be helpful for anyone.
Right. I mean, some of these credit card late fees are like $30 a piece, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have a late fee, you get $30, and it's sort of this spiral of doom where a lot of consumers just get caught in getting repeated $30 fees over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take all these junk fees into consideration, do we have an idea of sort of the total economic impact on Americans here?
Yeah. So I was looking at this. In the State of the Union address, President Biden is talking about this act, the Junk Fee Prevention Act, which would ban or reduce several of these fees. So if you look at the release concerning the Junk Fee Protection Act, the proposed act that would reduce or eliminate some of these fees, they have a few numbers. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing a rule to slash the credit card fees that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. It wants them to go from about $30 to $8, and it projects that that would save consumers as much as $9 billion a year in late fees.
Okay.
Some of these other ones were a little trickier to get a read on. And I think some of that is because of the pandemic. Obviously, no one was traveling for a chunk of time. But some numbers that I found were, so in 2017, hotels raked in about $2.7 billion in fees and surcharges. That's only hotels in the United States. And that was a record. It was projected to hit $2.9 billion in 2019 and keep going up from there. But obviously, the pandemic happened.
Right, right.
So that didn't happen. And then I was looking at airlines. Airlines made $8.6 billion in seat change and baggage fees.
My gosh.
In 2019.
That one doesn't surprise me.
No. I remember the first time I booked a flight, not knowing how planes worked. And I thought you had to choose a seat. And then later I was kind of pissed that I had wasted money.
Yeah. Like it used to be that, you know, maybe the first two rows are premium seats. You pay like $50 or whatever to upgrade your seat.
Right.
I feel like every time you book a flight now, it's like 90% of the seats on the airplane come with an extra fee.
Right.
The price that you see is never what you get.
Except the middle seat.
Yeah, except the middle seat.
Exactly. Now then I looked at the numbers for 2022, which I actually found interesting. You can look at them yourself at the United States Department of Transportation. They actually list these. In 2022, airlines made about $5 billion in baggage fees, but just $697,000 in change fees, which you might think is like, that's still a lot of money. And it is, but it's way less than if you go a couple of years back. And I think part of that was several airlines actually ditched their change fees amid the pandemic, thinking, you know, now that you're like, if I get COVID, I can't go on a flight, obviously.
Right, right.
So a lot of changes were made. So they're actually making less now.
Interesting. Okay. And some of these other things that they sort of want to amend are not just price transparency with airlines, but rules about nutrition labels and sort of hidden information there. As you mentioned, Ticketmaster is an egregious abuser of these junk fees, partly because they have a monopoly on the entire industry. But, you know, TV and cell phone termination bills. You know, you terminate a contract early, you get slapped with a $200 fee.
Mm-hmm.
These things are just all over the place. And you don't really notice them in everyday life until you're in the checkout cart, so to speak. And as we mentioned a little earlier in the episode, inflation is really just driving up the cost of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you add inflation into the mix, these little $15, $20, $30, $40 fees here and there could make or break a family's budget for the year.
Yeah, I think about a family of four that, let's say they want to go see a sports game a state over, and they want to fly there and they want to get a hotel and they want to see this concert. I can only imagine the fees, because they're going to get a fee for every seat on the plane if they want to sit together, potentially. They're going to have to pay maybe a resort fee, regardless of whether they plan to use amenities like the gym or the pool.
Mm.
And then they're going to get all the delivery and service fees on those concert tickets they buy on top of the price of everything else. You know, it's like, how are they supposed to do that?
Right. I mean, it could increase the cost of their vacation by like a quarter to a third or something when you add them all up.
Right. And the only defenses that I read for having junk fees came from people who were a part of these businesses, basically saying, you don't understand the cost that it takes to have these amenities or to deal with these things. So that's why we have these fees. I sort of wonder if the fees go away, we'll just see prices go up. Because one way to still make money is to just make everything more expensive.
Right.
But at least we would have the transparency. At least I wouldn't look at a hotel in Las Vegas that's $30 a night and I'd be like, wow, that's a great deal. And then it turns out it's actually $75.
Yeah, you sort of get into like the free shipping debate a little bit, where it's like, would you rather have a product that's $5.99 with free shipping, but it is really supposed to cost, you know, $2.99? Or would you rather just pay $2.99 and then pay $3 for shipping and see what everything is costing you.
I guess I personally, as a consumer, just want to know exactly how much it's going to cost when I'm trying to plan for it. A long time ago, I tried to rent a car and I went to several terminals, and this was in Las Vegas, like next to the McCarran Airport. So there's several options. And every time I went to one, I'd be like, how much does it cost to rent a car? And they would be like, this amount of money. And I'd be like, all right, sounds great. But then there's this fee and that fee. And I was like, can you just give me the whole, no one would just give me the whole number. And I remember I was on a very tight budget, and I feel like I was at that place for an hour and a half until I finally found one that would just be like, it is this much.
Yep. Well, Biden's Junk Fee Prevention Act is seeking bipartisan support. And honestly, if our senators and Congress people can't come together on this one, I'm not really sure they can come together on anything. I don't know if any Americans are in favor of these junk fees.
I saw some previous efforts concerning various junk fees. They didn't make it through, but they were bipartisan. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning into The Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer, as always, is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage for you in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed to that, you can go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we will catch you all next week.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.